weekday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
You know, from time to time they have, in newspapers and on television, they release figures of the most dangerous roads or intersections or whatever in the state of Queensland. And you wonder about if they ever do a survey on, for example, Far North Queensland and see if there's any place up here that has more accidents than the Machin's Beach roundabout. Seriously. And this has been talked about for years. I think they've already done the surface one stage because they thought, oh, it must be too slippery. Nothing's changed. If you're driving home, or driving into town, but particularly if you're driving home on the Cook Highway in the afternoons or evenings, whatever, because sometimes you can pick it up in your headlights, there's a vehicle upside down over the edge on that western side of that roundabout, and it's been there for, I reckon, a couple of weeks. Nobody's moving it. I don't know whether it's a stolen vehicle or what the hell it has happened there. Now, a week before that, there was another lady came around that corner. Wasn't even wet that particular day. She ran into the gutter and, of course, didn't actually go over the edge, but certainly part of the vehicle ended up on the wrong side of that guttering. And she was looking particularly, well, embarrassed more than anything, I think, because it was broad daylight. What is going on with that roundabout? What needs to be done to stop this incredible frequency of accidents that are at least inconvenient and expensive and potentially deadly in some cases? That one's been there for weeks, upside down. And people coming through the first time must think, oh, I wonder if that's just happened. I wonder if anyone's seen it there. And I wonder if anyone's gone down to save people who might be inside it. I mean, people don't know if they see it for the first time. When you're seeing it for the 20th time, you're thinking, what's going on here? Look, I just wanted to talk to a local who will have a view on this, who would have seen it, I'm sure. And the first person to come to mind was the councillor for that area, Rhonda Coughlin. She's the Division 8 councillor, Cairns Council. Hello, Rhonda.
Good morning, John.
I presume you've seen it at least once, if not 100 times.
I have seen it 100 times. It's a little bit frustrating, isn't it?
Nothing gets done about this one. I mean, this looks terrible, doesn't it? Because it's obviously been a dreadful accident. Do you know if it's a private vehicle? Is it a stolen vehicle? Why is it there so long?
I believe it's a private vehicle. What happens is if it's a council road, which this is not, it's now a federal road, and if it's creating a traffic hazard, then council has an immediate tow policy. But because it's not creating a hazard, and I think in the defence of TMR, to remove it is quite challenging and it will require police as well. So that's possibly the reason that it's sat there so long. But it is the responsibility of the owner or and the insurer. So it's a matter of when they can get it done, I guess.
I wonder if they've all got COVID. Maybe they're all in isolation.
It could be the way, but I also think it would be an issue to get police to get involved in something like that when it is out of the way and it isn't, you know, it isn't a danger to anybody.
Look, Rhonda, the other thing about it is, and you'd probably remember this before you were councillor, it's quite some years ago now, I'm sure they did some work on the surface thinking, oh, it was all too slippery, too smooth, we'll rough it up a bit and that will stop cars sliding off. It hasn't made any difference at all. Now, the other thing is the alignment of that roundabout. Is it smaller than other roundabouts or whatever? Why do we see so many accidents on the Machin's Beach roundabout?
Not sure, John. I do think, and I think it, most people would have noticed some of the texts to the editor, and I think it's probably correct that a lot of people do travel through that way too fast. No one adheres to the 40Ks, or not very often. Mm. And even when you're travelling with the traffic, sometimes it's difficult for one person to slow down when the traffic's moving a little bit faster than that. Mm. But it is a federal road now and it is all under review because that road has been funded. So they'll be doing it over the next couple of years. There'll be a feasibility study by the feds. The feds have funded this. And how the whole thing works will be reviewed and there'll be several options put up. One that a lot of people are talking about is that round about the Holloway's Beach and Machin's Beach roundabout might become one intersection.
Yes.
And it possibly could be a set of lights.
Okay, I did hear that too, yeah. So an exit to Holloway's or Machin's would be one exit. You'd share the exit,
that's
if you
right.
like.
Yeah. Yeah, share the exit. And it could either go off in two directions from the roundabout or it could drive a little way in and you know, one could go off to the left or to the right. But that will all be part of the feasibility study, and, you know, we would hope that in the next few years, it's not the first one to happen. I think in the funding, the whole circuit, so the Red Lynch side of the Ring Road, they're calling it, it's the first one to happen, so that will be the duplication of the Barron. And after that is that section of road. So from Lake Street through to the city has all been funded, and it will all be being looked at.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Mind you, if there's another 2 years before anything is done about the Machin's roundabout, that's probably another 20 cars coming to grief.
Oh, absolutely. John, in the 30 years that I've been here, you know, how often do you see that? Yeah. And I know I've been in a slip where, as you said, like that lady where I haven't been travelling fast. Yeah. And no, I haven't gone off the road. Mm. But for 3 seconds that feels like 3 minutes, it's a bit scary.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Look, sorry to spring this on you today, but there's a lot of people away and not on main roads, people or whatever, on holidays and or maybe in isolation, I don't know. So you've come to my rescue. I appreciate it today, Rhonda. Thank you. It was very informative.
You're very welcome, John.
She's a councillor. Can she talk about anything, Councillor Rhonda Cogman? She's Division 8 Sir Cairns councillor. It's 24 to 11. Have you